It will be easier for police to recover stolen goods from pawn shops and secondhand shops throughout Onondaga County if a law approved by the county legislature goes into effect. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the legislation is aimed at closing a loophole that pushes criminals outside Syracuse city limits to sell stolen goods.
Jean Marie Westlake lives in Syracuse's Sedgwick neighborhood. She says she's the face of this law after someone stole all the gold she owned, then sold it to a secondhand dealer in Liverpool who didn't have to cooperate with police because he was outside the jurisdiction of the city law that forces shop owners to keep better track of merchandise.
There was no checks. There was no balances. The person presented their ID, walked away with cash, and my stuff is gone forever.
Legislator Danny Liedtke says the big way this law helps is...
It makes the dealers hang on to the merchandise for 7 days. So that gives the authorities the opportunity to investigate the crime, and the likelihood is the merchandise is still there and it's not been sold, and also the record of who sold them the merchandise.
Secondhand shop owners are against the legislation. Dave Cooper of the Upstate Coin and Gold Shop in Fayetteville says he's only had one problematic sale out of 3,500.
That's 99.97% problem-free, honest transactions. And for 0.03% problems, you're sacrificing all the good transactions and good people and their privacy.
Similar legislation was vetoed by Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney 3 years ago. Legislators say they've addressed the concerns she had in this current law. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.